Forecast for today, mainly cloudy. We'll have a high in the low 60s. A Kenosha man is accused of making a bomb threat after being told that he had to wait to get pain medication for his cancer. 59-year-old Mark Steinmetz appearing in court, charged with making a bomb scare. Court documents indicate he went to the Aurora Health Center on 22nd Avenue Monday, asked to see a doctor, telling the clinic staff that his cancer doctor was on vacation and couldn't see him. When he was told he would have to wait for his scheduled appointment later in the week, the man reportedly got angry, allegedly telling the employees he had a bomb out in his car and would blow up the health center and the entire block with it. Now, he later told police that he did not have a bomb and had just made that threat because he wanted the medication. Steinmetz will be back in court on June the 6th. The Racine County Board's Public Works, Parks, and Facilities Committee is set to meet at 6 o'clock tonight at the Isgrove Office Complex. On the agenda, discussion, possible recommendations about remedial action to improve the water quality at Quarry Lake Park, and discussion and possible approval of a capital project to remove and replace the exterior siding of the fish cleaning station at Reef Point Marina. This week, the Racine County Board approved the sales of two bond issues, both of them smaller than original projections. Brian Dell is with PFM Financial Advisors. He said that after the bids had been opened, the county's 2017 tax-exempt bonds were downsized by $80,000 to $5,630,000, and the taxable bonds reduced by $70,000 to $7,035,000. He noted that the funding for the Pritchard Park Sports Project, that was included in the taxable bonding, that to keep the county from running afoul of the IRS. The tax-exempt issue, that included a small refunding component. And he noted that the county's total debt service should remain steady for the next couple of years.
We can probably expect something like this also to happen in 18 and 19, just by the shape of the blue is the existing, and as you can see, it's horizontal. That line's horizontal for several years, so that's why any new debt gets added, is additive. And then as we get forward, and eventually we'll get over the hump and start on that downward slope where you can add a little bit of debt every year without having it really going all to the levy.
Supervisors unanimously approving the sale of those bonds. They'll pay for capital projects like roads and bridges, the Incinerator Economic Development Grant, and the RCEDC Revolving Loan Fund. Well, 'tis the season for road work in southeast Wisconsin. Among the projects in Kenosha County, a section of Highway W south of Highway 50 that'll close to traffic as of next Tuesday, May 30th, to realign an almost 90-degree curve in the road. It's going to be moved 75 feet to the west and widened by a foot. This is prompted by a number of serious accidents over the years. Designing and constructing three new schools in about 18 months, considered a pretty amazing feat for Racine Unified. That pattern of planning, though, had to change for the renovation and expansion of the science classrooms at Horlick High School. After the original bids came in more than $1 million over the initial projections, Chief Operations Officer David Hazen told the Board of Education they looked harder at the numbers, though the fast-track process has played a role in all this.
One thing that wasn't in the original, as we look into it more, we need to bring some bigger electrical service into the site with this addition. So that was like $150,000 more to bring that in, and that wasn't part of the architect's plan, because when he was doing that, he didn't know that that's one piece of it.
He noted that getting the Horlick project moving with a now $4.8 million cost, that was a high priority because of the tight timeline. Kenosha Circuit Court Judge Bruce Schrader believes 33-year-old Lewis Morgan went too far in disciplining his 9-year-old daughter for taking a candy cane that both he and his wife had stated that she should not have, and for which he gets 16 months of probation. Morgan was accused of using his belt 13 times on the girl, to which he pleaded guilty. Now, a teacher noticed the girl in discomfort one day at school, with bruises as well to her arm and leg. Morgan's defense attorney pointed out that the girl had a history of both theft at home and at school. In this case with the belt, the candy cane, according to documents, had been placed into an envelope with a letter to Santa Claus. This could have an impact at events not only in southeast Wisconsin, but across the entire state. Governor Walker signing legislation to allow teenagers and young adults to be at venues where alcohol is served without their parents having to be there. This new law exempts concerts from the existing rule banning anybody under age 21 from being in bars or other businesses where alcohol gets served. For festivals, this new law says it has to be a crowd of more than 2,500 to be considered for the exemption. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee asking the ownership of the Balkan Restaurant at 605 6th Street downtown why the business has not reopened after promising 2 months ago that it would, this following some family health issues that took precedence earlier. Deputy City Clerk Tara McManaman said that the police department even checked the property and found it closed.
Word from the police, as of May 20th, he was not open at the Balkan restaurant. I had personally spoken with the owner, I believe it's actually his son now, who's working on it, who had stated a few times that they were going to be open tomorrow.
Alderman Jeff Coe chairs the panel. He suggested the owners be called in to possibly ask for surrender of the beer and wine licenses due to the lack of activity.
The mother was sick and they were going through personal stuff and they were getting ready, cleaned up to reopen.
The committee had been told back in March by the member of the owner's family that the restaurant would be opening up again. Surrendering a license does allow a holder to reapply instead of a due process hearing scenario. Paychecks might be getting a little bit smaller for some top-level Milwaukee County administrators. The county board reportedly planning to rescind the raises given by County Executive Chris Abley years ago. A spokesperson for Abley tells the Journal Sentinel that the board is refusing to, quote, listen to expert compensation recommendations and instead has stalled the process through inaction and litigation, unquote. Melissa Baldoff adding that over 500 Milwaukee County employees earn less than the normal minimums for the very same jobs elsewhere in the country. Racine's Rood River Environmental Education Community Center is at the west end of the West 6th Street Bridge next to the railroad underpass. It is scheduled to reopen the morning of June the 3rd for the summer season. The REC, as it's simply known, a partnership between the City of Racine and UW Parkside. It offers such things as canoeing, kayaking, fishing, and youth educational workshops. The center is going to be open from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, Saturdays and Sundays, again beginning June 3rd. Rental prices and other information about the REC available by Googling the Root River Environmental Education Center. It's being called similar to the Seton Catholic Schools model in Milwaukee and Kenosha's All Saints Catholic School operation, and just like those, the newly announced St. Catherine of Siena school system, to incorporate almost a dozen Racine area schools, gets away from the traditional model of one parish and one school as an insular unit. This is to begin with the 2018-19 school year. Archbishop Jerome Listecki's been making the rounds of the affected schools, talking about this new model, which will have them, the schools, be a part of the Racine Parental Choice Program. The affected schools are St. Edward's, Sacred Heart, St. Joseph, St. Rita, St. Richard, St. Sebastian, St. Paul the Apostle, St. Patrick, St. Lucy's, and St. John Nepomuk. Beloit posting the highest unemployment rate in the state of Wisconsin for the month of April. That's the second month in a row. WRJN's Janet Hoff says Racine's 4.5% was the second highest, but that was down 2.1% from the rate a year earlier.
According to figures released by the State Department of Workforce Development, the jobless rate in Racine is also down 0.8% from March. The April unemployment rate in Kenosha was 3.9%, down 0.6% from March and 1.2% from a year ago. Mount Pleasant's April rate was 3.2%. It was 3.3% in Caledonia and 2.8% in Oak Creek, all down from March and from a year ago. The April unemployment rate for Racine County was 3.8%, down 0.8% from March and 1.3% from a year ago. And Kenosha County's rate of 3.6% is down 0.7% from March and 1.1% from a year ago. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Racine-based Modine Manufacturing reports fourth quarter operating income of $20 million compared to a $700,000 loss a year ago and $39.4 million for the fiscal year ending March 31st. That compares to a previous $7.5 million loss. Sales in the fourth quarter up 42%. That includes $143 million from the acquisition of the Levada HTS business. For the entire year, Modine sales were up 11%. The Bradford High School Alumni Association will celebrate three distinguished alumni at its annual program the evening of June the 17th at the Kenosha Country Club. William Serpy, William Hart, and the late Chester Warwick are going to be honored at the Distinguished Alumni Banquet. The event includes a silent auction to benefit the Association Scholarship Fund, followed by a dinner, then the program. Ticket reservations will be accepted through the 7th of June. The form is available at www.kenoshabradfordalumni.com or by calling 262-551-8854. Applications to be part of Racine's annual 4th Fest Parade have to be postmarked by May 31st. There's a $100 late fee for anything received after that, and absolutely no applications accepted after June the 7th. The event is coming up Tuesday, July the 4th. It begins at 9 in the morning, following the pre-parade at 8:30. Meanwhile, applications to be part of Kenosha's July 2nd Civic Veterans Parade are due tomorrow. The applications are on the Kenosha website, www.kenosha.org. The Racine Park and Rec Office noting that North Beach will be open the weekend of June 3rd and 4th with lifeguards to be on duty at that time, and they'll begin guarding 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. as of June the 10th. Now, the beaches will not be guarded the week of June the 5th through the 9th. And as for Zoo Beach, it'll be open, but it will not be guarded during the 2017 season. And Fabiccat is an exclusive cat equipment dealer in the Midwest, started 100 years ago this year. It's partnering with the St. Louis Cardinals to offer $5 tickets to the baseball games June the 13th through the 15th against the Milwaukee Brewers at Busch Stadium. By the way, one of the Fabiccat dealers is in the Sturtevant area. It's actually a Fabic Rents and Lincoln Contractor Supply site on I-94 between Highways 11 and 20. Our forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.